Robert.
Yes, sir.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday. What do we do on Saturday?
Radio show.
And then?
Fishing report.
Oh, so today is August the 24th, 2024, 8-2-4-2-4. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. We're all done with the radio show. So that means the next thing on the list is this place-by-place fishing report. Good thing we're sitting here recording it.
Yeah, because we might not get to it next weekend.
We might not get to it on any given weekend.
Yeah,
that's just how it is.
Next weekend's a holiday, though, so those tend to be a little bit more sketchier.
Well, and it's a bummer because, you know, next week people are going to want to know what's going on more because they're more likely to go fishing because it's a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to rely on this report, which unfortunately is going to be a couple weeks old by that point, and doesn't contain as much information as we'd like it to because not as many people have been fishing.
Right.
But the good news is the report that we do about 3 weeks from now will have all the updated Labor Day information from the people who went fishing and finally got around to telling you what they caught and where they caught it.
True story.
So, something to look forward to.
Yay.
In the meantime, listen, we're doing the best we can here, okay? It's true. Not as many people have been out there fishing. It's been hot. It's been rainy. It's been a weird weather pattern. That all by itself has kept people off of the water. And this is also traditionally the slowest time of the year for people wanting to go out. So there's going to be a whole lot of no reports or based on this one report that I got from this area. That's what we've got. So you know what? We don't like it that way. You don't like it that way. Ain't nothing none of us can do about it. So we're all going to live with it.
Blame your God.
Okay? And if that is unacceptable to you, then just stop listening to the report right now.
There you go.
All right, we got rid of the lightweights. What do we got going on here, Robert? We're starting off Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek, and...
got a report of one bull shark.
Hey, look at that. It's the only report from this month, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one baby bull shark.
Well, and a guy did scold to say that he has been catching them up there, but I haven't heard from him. I heard from a gentleman that was in here the other day that got one up there. He was fishing up there by the Harbor Heights boat ramp.
Okay.
So, at least it's something.
I misspelled harbor.
Unless we say several catfish, too, that he caught, but...
Well, I have found that usually when people ask for fishing reports, they mean anything except for catfish, really.
Pretty much.
Catfish are the one thing. Are you going to start the yawning already?
Yes, I am.
We just started doing the report.
It's... whatever. Yes, dear.
Okay. So is that what we've got? Bull sharks and some catfish?
That's it.
Okay, but I'm not writing the catfish.
Okay.
Forget I even said it.
Sounds
the
good.
Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, Live Oak Point Park.
Some rat reds. Some small mangrove snapper. A couple of bull sharks.
Babies?
Yeah, babies. Yep. And then a few small snook. But overall, even the nighttime fishing down there has been pretty slow.
Okay.
Lots of black water going through there.
Yes. I'll bet there is. The Lashley Pier is currently closed due to hurricane damage. Anybody fishing from the seawall?
Nope.
All right. The Bayshore Pier.
No report.
Okay. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
No report.
Okay, the Salt and Brackish Port Charlotte Canals.
A couple of reports.
Okay. Like, there's got to be somebody fishing in there.
There's been a couple of black drum being caught. Some peanut snook.
Black drum are feeding on bait, or are they hitting artificials?
Mostly catching them on the crabs.
Okay.
Couple were caught on artificials, but the majority have been on blue crab. There also has been the small peanut snook, a few jacks. And people seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon. A couple guys have had minimal success of hooking one here and there on artificials. One guy actually said he hooked two, never landed either one of them on topwater.
Okay.
two different nights. So, what else? That's it. I know there should be sand bream chewing in there really good right now, but I haven't had any reports on them. Because I know this is the time of year when they usually light up fairly well.
Okay.
I saw a school of mullet go through the other day. That was pretty interesting.
Folks a little further back, up towards where it's starting to get fresh, have been catching Mayan cichlids. Lots of them.
Yeah. We're seeing a ton of little guys and some bigger ones behind the house. She goes out every night with the flashlight and looks around in the rocks. She saw three last night that were probably 8-9 inches, and then a whole bunch of little dudes.
Okay.
I need to get her an umbrella net. I think she would have fun with that.
She would have fun with that. Toss a little bit of food there in the middle of it, just let it sit for a while, and then real quick, jerk that thing up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think she'd have fun with that.
Yeah.
I'll have to get her one today. I'll look and see if we still got some.
And pretty soon you'll have a fish tank in your house.
No, she's got a fish tank out back.
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be a fish tank in the house, it'll be a reef tank.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun. Prettier hobbardobbers.
Well, yes, prettier, more expensive, harder to keep alive hobbardobbers.
Yeah.
Backyard hobbardobbers are easy.
Nah.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8. By the way, we're skipping Eljabeen because the pier is closed due to fire damage. In case you hadn't heard that, I'm sorry to break the bad news to you.
Right.
That was back at the beginning of June.
Yes. So,
3 months ago now.
What, 5 minutes after we drove past it?
Something like that.
Wasn't very long.
No, maybe 15. But it cooked, and it's closed. So, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Well, let's see, juvenile tarpon first thing in the morning. Right at the bridge there. And that is the only report I've gotten.
Okay. Yeah. Take it, because anything we get right now is better than nothing.
Yes.
The South Gulf Cove canals.
I got nothing.
Okay, the West Wall.
a lot of juvenile tarpon on the inside of the trough of the bar. Basically between the mangroves and the sandbar. Been quite a few hodgepodge of redfish along the bushes, all scattered up and down the whole thing.
How far up?
Pretty much up to Trout Creek.
Oh. Okay, that's better.
Haven't heard of any snook over there. I'm sure there was a couple caught, but they just never mentioned them. And a guy did skip a couple pompano way down just right out in front of Muddy Cove. Never hooked any, but he skipped them.
Which, describe for people who have no idea what that is.
That's when they jump out of the water and kind of skip across your wake and sometimes even bounce into the side of the boat and on a rare occasion actually go into the boat. Since they're like a schooling fish, you run over them, they scatter.
And if you run in shallow water, this has happened to you. You just may not have realized it, because if you're not looking behind you, you're not paying attention to what's happening in the wake, then you might completely miss those skipping pompano.
Yeah.
So,
basically, they skip because they can't fly like a flying fish, but it's the same concept. They just get spooked and get out of the way.
Yep. And it's a pompano thing.
Yeah.
You know? You really know what you just drove over.
It would be neat if they turned sideways, though, and skipped like a rock.
I think you have to be rotating in order to do that correctly. I think so.
Mm.
I think so.
It would be interesting. Ding, 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 ding. Pompano skipping across.
Okay. Fewer mushrooms in your coffee, Robert.
Uh-huh.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Got nothing.
Okay. Turtle and bull bays.
A lot of redfish. There's singles and triples under the bushes. There has been a school popping up here and there, but they're like small groups of like 10 to 20 fish. And they are oversized fish. The ones under the bushes are mixed from really small to oversized. I mean, you guys caught some the other day up in there.
Yeah, but we weren't at Turtle and Bull.
Oh,
we
okay. Close to it.
We were much closer to the marina.
Gotcha. But they're catching them on shrimp, cut ladyfish, and soft plastics. There's also been a mix of snook in there too. But the majority of the snook that I've been hearing about in better numbers has been out in front of Turtle and Bull, basically between Cape Hayes and Devilfish.
Okay.
Not super, super busy in there, but definitely for the redfish, good place to be. And that big school of redfish hasn't moved onto the bar that I'm aware of yet. But that's an any day now thing.
Right. No trout in here?
Nah, a couple small, tiny ones that a couple guys mentioned, but they were like tiny, like 10, 12 inches.
Gotcha.
Tiny guys.
Dinky.
Summertime trout.
Yep. All right, Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing for either one of those.
Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. We got an occasional Spanish mackerel and some ladyfish with some small trout out there in that 4 to 8 feet of water. There's been some juvenile tarpon cruising through the flats there. And then a bunch of redfish again all along the bushes. And there has been a school that has been popping up between sandfly and the clam lease. But they're there for 2 days, and then they're gone for 3 days. And they're there for half a day, and then they're gone again.
Okay.
So it's been very sporadic, but it's a good number of fish. There's got to be at least 100 fish in it. And those guys have been catching them on both topwaters, frozen shrimp, frozen blue crab, and cut ladyfish. But the one guy, okay, he caught 6 on topwaters right at first light. And another guy saw the school there in the afternoon, and he caught all those on frozen and live shrimp.
Okay. All right. The General Placida area, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Coral Creek?
Who'd want to fish there?
I don't know. Nobody's sane right now this time of year anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. We got mangrove snapper. A couple of bonnet heads.
Are we seeing any of our larger mangroves moving back in yet?
No, they're all small.
Okay.
Guy hooked about a 6-foot lemon off there the other day. What else? Been going on some snook at night. A couple of occasional bigger redfish at night. But haven't had a ton of reports there. One guy was upset because he lost his bug spray. And just got devoured to the point where he actually packed it up after about a half hour and went home.
Okay. And we're seeing all this stuff at the pier?
Yeah. A couple guys have hooked some tarpon right there in Gasparilla Pass. So, that's about it. I haven't heard of anything right there immediately around the bridges.
Okay. Brings us to Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Oh, there's a lot of snook cruising around there, around Ski Alley. And then they're starting to see some redfish under the docks and catching a few under the docks and around on the flats. I heard that a guy saw a school of redfish up there, but he was very, very vague. So, I don't know how many there were, or if it was just one school coming in to head down this way, or what it was.
Hmm. Well, if you go down the ICW heading south, and you go past Ski Alley, or Stump Pass, rather, on your left, there's a flat shortly coming up that often gets schooling redfish on it. Whether that's the spot he's talking about, I don't know, and I haven't been over there to look and see if there are, in fact, schooling redfish there, but it's a place that they like a lot, so wouldn't be too surprising if they showed up there.
No, it wouldn't.
Anything else going on here?
Nope, that's it that I've heard of.
Okay, the Anger Pier.
I got nothing there.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, anything?
I got a couple, but they're very, very minor because we've had such crappy weather. Been so many thunderstorms in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yep.
So, yellowtail snapper and mangrove snapper at about 40 miles. Donnie and Bob got into some good ones out there. And then there's been some bonita schooling up out there, along with a few Spanish mackerel. And the bigger schools of bonita have been out there like 20 miles. But a couple guys have seen them just about a mile to 3 miles outside of Boca Grande and the Venice jetties, just in that edge of that black water.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of lanes and smallish mangs at 10 to 15 miles, along with some barracuda. One gentleman that was out there, and I don't remember if this was last week or the previous week, but he had a small school of dolphin pull up to his boat, and he said they were there for about 20 seconds and then gone.
Hmm.
I said, did you have any food for him? He's like, no. I didn't know what to do.
Well.
Did you have a free line bait of any kind or just a small jig? Nope. Okay. But then I told him about leaving one hooked in the water at all times until other people are rigged up to start catching them.
Any word on permit?
Nope.
Out there? Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
The one permit I saw was on our Facebook page, but that was from a guy that caught it down in the Keys.
Gotcha. All right. That brings us to the Venice jetties and the Venice pier. Of course, the South jetty is closed due to hurricane damage.
Fine craftsmanship is what that comes down to.
Yes. Built to last.
Fine craftsmanship.
A full week.
Yeah. Exactly. Literally, wasn't it?
Yes. Literally.
I don't think it was more than 10 days.
Nope. It wasn't.
It's like, wow. Okay. So, we got snook at night and even a few during the daytime. All on jigs, bouncing them along the bottom. Some tarpon just outside of the pass. An occasional Spanish mackerel, but they've been mostly staying right outside of the pass also. And some very small mangrove snapper.
How about the pier?
The pier itself, just been a few Spanish mackerel off of it. A couple of assorted sharks. And that's all I've heard about there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right. Punta Rasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Snook. Couple of Spanish mackerel on that incoming tide. And a couple of redfish. And a handful of tarpon were seen down there, but not hooked.
Over to this side.
Moving things around.
It makes more sense over here.
Okay.
Just from an understanding it point of view. It's gonna be better. Alright, Boca Grande Pass.
Some snook. A couple of sharks. A couple of redfish. A lot of whiting. A couple of pompano. What else I heard there? They're seeing a few tarpon. I haven't heard of anyone hooking any. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Now, if you were going into Boca Grande Pass,
from a boat?
Well, let's go from a boat because the walking the Gulf beaches is the next segment here. If you're going into Boca Grande Pass from the boat,
okay,
what would you be specifically getting in there to do? Are you going to look for those tarpon? Are you going to try to fish for those? Or are you going to think about, well, you know, there's some snook. Maybe I got this shoreline structure that you can't get to from shore anymore, but that is easily accessible from a boat. Maybe that would be the way to go.
I'd be going to Quarantine Rocks.
Okay.
Fishing that back corner of Cayo Costa because that current rips around there in the snook, redfish, snapper. I mean, you never know what you're going to catch there.
According to this report,
possibility of tarpon.
Snook, sharks, redfish, pompano, whiting, and tarpon. That's what I'm reading here anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm just saying that would be my option just because it's such a diverse group of fish that can be caught there throughout the entire year, and sometimes you get those pleasant surprises because it was probably, I don't know, it was at least 10 years ago. It might even be 15 at this point. When we caught, I don't know, I think we caught probably 25 flounder off of it. Something ridiculous. It's like the most flounder I've ever caught, and it was just three of us fishing it. And it was black water coming out. I remember that because I'm thinking, why are these fish here? Because it's usually more like November when you start hearing about flounder back then. Mm. And we whacked them. I mean, they ended up keeping like, I don't know, 5 or 6 between the two of them.
Well, geez, I mean, that's a pile of flounder.
It was. And they were all good fish. I think we only caught like 2 of those fish were like undersized. The rest of them were in the high teens with a couple in the low 20s. I mean, it was quite a while ago. I just remember how unbelievable it was with us catching flounder. It was like the first one was a surprise. Second one was like, really? And then started right. catching them.
The third one makes a trend, and then the fourth one is like, well, I guess it's a flounder day.
Yeah. And they were right up against the shoreline to all the way out to like 6 feet of water. We were just casting right along the rocks and just slowly retrieving it back.
So what you're saying is if they go out there now and they do the same thing, they could probably not catch any flounder?
Probably not.
But you never know what might happen.
Probably not. Well, let's see, my biggest inland mangrove snapper I ever caught was off of there. I've caught legal gag off of there, not in season, but legal size gag. What else? I mean, there's been a good variety of species. So it's kind of just a great little spot.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now you know a little bit more about Quarantine Rocks. Walking the Gulf beaches, anywhere between Sanibel and Venice.
Whiting. A lot of whiting. Quite a few small snook. A few pompano. And depending on who you talk to, a lot of pompano. Let's see what else we got out there. Been a couple Spanish mackerel, a couple assorted sharks, and the occasional big redfish. So it's been a pretty good cornucopia of fish.
Cornucopia. There's a word you never hear outside of Thanksgiving in elementary school.
Right. No, but the beach fishing has been really, really good out there, especially since the storm. I don't know if it's because it churned it up so well and changed some of those little beach fronts.
Right.
It's like that one time we went out there after the storm, there was all those big giant tide pools carved out of there in Englewood Beach.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty neat.
Well, and I think some of that stuff happens in areas where we don't actually see it, you know, not right there on the beach. And people think, well, if I don't see a change, there hasn't been a change. Well, that's maybe not true.
No.
Maybe there's been a very significant change, and you just don't see it because it's happening under the water.
Right. Absolutely.
But I wouldn't wait too long on that, because, you know, those changes are not always permanent. The sand fills back in into the spots where the sand has been for a long time. And next thing you know, what was a great fishing spot for about 3 or 4 weeks isn't again.
Yeah.
So.
Makes a drastic change back to what it was.
Yep. What we're saying is get on it.
Yes. Take advantage of it while it's good.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
I got nothing down there.
Okay. Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, Patricio, anything like that?
I've heard that there's redfish scattered underneath the bushes all up and down there. I've heard of one school of redfish, but he saw them, didn't catch them. They were on the move. And he lost them once they hit out into that intercoastal channel.
Okay. So we're keeping an eye out for schools.
Yes.
But we're not getting too hopeful.
No.
We're fishing under the bushes.
Yep.
And keeping an eye out.
Yep.
All right. Just wanted to be clear about that. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
You got nothing from down there.
Burnt just, Store and
just
Two
guys
Pines.
Bait fishing. There's been a school there, and they've been moving back and forth between Two Pines and Burnt Store. It's the same school that shows up every year. They've just been there for 2 days, then gone for a day, and then there for a half a day, and then gone for 3 days. They're not consistent yet, but if you're in that area, that's going to be the first place I'm going to go look for a school. Or if I'm out late in the afternoon after the storms has passed, be right. Another place to look for them at. Because sometimes all it takes is one yo-yo to run them over, and they move out of there first thing in the morning. But in the afternoon, they'll be right back in there.
A yo-yo.
Mm-hmm. A Guggen.
A jackbutt.
That too.
All right. Anything else over here?
A couple of small snook, but other than that, nothing.
Okay. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Pirate Harbor area has got a lot of juvenile tarpon hanging around it on the inside of the bar and up inside the basin there around the houses. A couple guys have had some moderate success at hooking them.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how might we emulate that moderate success?
They're catching them on paddle tails and one guy who's fly fishing.
And live white bait?
Probably, if it would stay alive in there. It's too much fresh water. It's all dying.
Well, you know, if you throw it in front of that juvie tarpon, you really only need it to stay alive for about 45 seconds.
Yeah, they're just not staying alive in the live well.
Well, if you don't load your live well all the way down, and if you have an aerator in your live well and a recirc pump, you should be okay.
Theoretically.
I mean, just don't try to put 500 baits in your well.
Why?
Put 50 in there.
I want to put them all in there.
Four dozen. How many shrimp do you need to go fishing?
About four dozen.
All right. 50 white bait.
Yep.
You should be fine.
Should be.
And if you can't do it with 50 white bait, well, then guess what? You suck.
True. That's true.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're throwing bait fish pattern flies at them. All right.
Yeah.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Let's see. There's been some juvenile tarpon up there.
I was so sure there was going to be no reports.
Nope. There's a gentleman. He's got his buddy in from Colorado, and he's coming out of the new cut there.
So are we in, like, the mouth of the creek then?
He just said in the Alligator Creek proper itself. And then he said a bunch of juvenile tarpon. They actually hooked, like, three of them over at Hoar Point. All in the afternoon when the wind laid down real nice and calm. He saw some ladyfish busting and the little juvie tarpon from 5 pounds to 30 pounds just kind of rolling around and an occasional pop. And that's the only report I've had over there, but that was two different days that they've been fishing.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Just an occasional black drum and some very, very small mangrove snapper.
We graduated from very small to very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very small. Mangrove snapper. All right, the PGI canals and Punta Gorda in general.
Black drum. A lot of juvenile tarpon being seen. The couple being hooked. And there's still been quite a few small snook in there.
Okay.
A couple of guys are hooking them while trolling through there.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
The Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
There was some spade fish on it before this rain started this week.
Okay.
And then there's been tarpon off and on throughout the day on it. But inconsistent. Just got to be there at that right moment for them. Other than that, nothing else.
Well, I don't think this rain is going to chase them away, because we had a report a couple weeks ago that there were a bunch of spadefish before the storm went by.
Right.
So if that rain didn't push them out, then this little piddly rain isn't going to do it.
No, I don't think so either.
Little old piddly rain. The 20-foot holes.
Tarpon. Sailcats. Tarpon.
Sailcats. Tarpon.
Yep.
All right.
That's a pretty easy one.
The baitfish reports.
Good luck. You got to go down to Devilfish. Devilfish and Boquilla Jug Creek area. But if you bring it up on the flats, it's going to die. If you bring it into the upper harbor, it's going to die. It's just too hot. I would say skip it. They are finding some pinfish that are starting to get just a little bigger than silver dollar size, but not a lot. But I also know, what, 4 different people have had their pinfish trap stolen in the last 10 days or so? Austin's up to, like, number 8 this year or something. Like, that's just crazy and sad. One of his was emptied, but at least they put the trap back. He got there and he had 2 pinfish in it, and his other two traps had, like, 40 or 50 in it.
Okay. Where would you look for this pinfish?
They're down there in the grass flats. They're on the around Devilfish and down towards south of Jug Creek.
Okay. And how are we doing for threadies?
I've heard a very few. There's been some down there by just below Burnt Store. All around out in front of Boquilla and down towards Mount Lachey.
Okay.
But it's been very sporadic. Plus, I mean, honestly, the tarpon really aren't hitting it. They're eating the ladyfish and they're eating the bait busters and larger swim baits. The catfish seem to be having a good time with the thread fins, and I think that's why guys are avoiding catching them.
Yep. I can dig that. The freshwater report.
All right. Let's see. We got any canal where you've got some moving water. They're getting bluegill, tilapia, Mayan cichlids, and a handful of bass. And almost all of it is on live bait, whether you're doing worms or shiners. If you want bass, it's definitely about the shiners. If you want the panfish, the worms and night crawlers seem to be working fairly well. I've had several guys this week that were actually driving over to the East Coast to go peacock bass fishing, and one guy was going over today to go peacock and snakehead fishing.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That's something we gotta try.
Snakeheads?
Yeah.
Yep.
Some of those canals, the guys actually like throwing those frogs, and they work it right along the edge and bring it out onto the grass just right at the edge, and they say those snakeheads will come out and grab it right there on the dry land part of it.
I seen it. I seen the videos.
Yeah.
Seen.
Be a fun animal to try to catch.
I concur. All right. That brings us to the last little piece here, which is the tarpon reports. And of course, I have this handy-dandy tarpon map that I put the things on. So I got my red dot ready to go. And I'm excited to start placing some red dots where you have the best bet for a hookup. Robert, where am I putting a red dot?
Whore Point.
Whorehouse Point. How far out?
All the way across to the mouth of the Mayaca.
Whorehouse Point to the mouth of the Mayaca. And I'm going to put 4 dots in there just so that we understand that it spans a length. All right?
In the 20-foot hole?
In?
Actually, all of them.
The 20-foot holes? Let's see. There's going to be about there and about there and about there. All right.
And then there's also been some along the west wall in 10 to 15 feet of water.
Along the west wall in 10 to 15 feet of water. Okay, so we're going to put those same dots just a little bit closer to shore. All right.
And that's it.
That's it. That's the only place I get to put red dots.
Yep.
Okay. It kind of looks like we just filled Charlotte Harbor with red dots.
Pretty much. Well, that's the areas that's, where they've been catching.
That's what it looks like we did. It almost looks random. It looks like you didn't even mention spots. If you just said, fill Charlotte Harbor with red dots, and I said, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's about normal.
But listen, those of you who are listening to this, the dots are in specific spots. You heard Robert tell me where to put them.
Yeah.
All right, the yellow dots, the 50-50, you know what, it might be worth a shot. I think it might just happen here. Where do I put a yellow dot?
Boca Grand Pass.
Boca Grand Pass. Boop. Any place else I can put a yellow
Stump
dot?
Stump Pass.
Stump Pass. That's Gasparilla Pass, so I'm not going to put
it there.
Too.
No.
All right. Because
that guy hooked a couple there.
Gasparilla Pass and Stump Pass.
And then the Venice Jetty.
The Venice Jetty. Okay. So basically all the inlets. That's where we're putting the... Okay. That's where I put my yellow dots. Any place else for a yellow dot?
They've been seeing a few on the beaches. I just don't know anyone who's been fishing the beaches.
Well, but that would be more like the white dot, the less than 50% chance where we anticipate that there could possibly be.
There you go.
But we don't get super excited about it. You know, it's just, it's a maybe.
Yeah.
It's a maybe, baby. Any place else I can put a white dot besides off the beaches?
Nope. That's pretty much it.
So, the fishing inside the harbor is either amazing or nothing. Is what
Pretty
you're
much.
Saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I put all the dots where you said to put the dots. Now I just need to fill that in over here on the thing. What are they eating, by the way?
Ladyfish and swim baits, whether it's a DOA bait buster or one of those 7 and 9 inch swim baits from NLBN. Because I've had several guys buy those this week to take them out there.
Okay. So ladyfish on the inside. And DOA baitbusters anywhere there might be a fish.
Yep, pretty much. That pretty much sums
okay.
it up.
Well, do you have anything to add to this report, sir?
Not really.
Because we've reached the end otherwise.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, think we got it covered.
No final words of wisdom, no...
Start early and watch the thunderstorms, and if it happens to be all the thunderstorms go away, the afternoon fishing for the tarpon and the redfish have been really good out there after like 4 or 5 o'clock until sunset.
Let me just add something to that real quick. I'm going to reiterate that Robert said watch the thunderstorms, and what he meant by that was watch the thunderstorms. Don't randomly look at your radar before you leave and say, oh, no, it's going to be fine. You know, watch. Look, eyes to the sky, see the clouds, look at what they're doing, watch what's happening around you, because conditions have been changing, in some cases, pretty rapidly out there.
Oh, the other night got turned real sporty real quick. You and I were talking on the phone, and what, like an hour later, it lit up like a Christmas tree with all the lightning. It was some amazing lightning at that.
And that stuff will sneak up on you, and we're just in one of those patterns again. Where, you know, the atmosphere is a little bit disturbed. You know, fortunately, we don't have anything tropical sneaking up on us, which is nice. But, you know, it's still Florida. You're still going to have humidity. You're still going to have storms. You're still going to have lightning. You're still going to have rain. So, you know, and actually, if you had tropical storms move through, they would clean some of that up for you. But since it's not happening, you're just going to get this instead.
Yep.
So.
Exactly.
Watch it. Keep an eye out. And, you know, try not to die.
That's always good advice. Yeah, how about that?
And if we don't get around to a fishing report next week, believe me when I tell you, we're really going to try. But if it don't work, then it don't work. Holiday weekends have a way of doing that to us. But we'll be back to you with another brand new one of these as soon as we can. Till then, Robert.
Good night.
You screwed it up.
I know I did.